It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to John.
Good, staying warm.
Got your coat on, your sweatshirt on, your hoodie, you got a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to do your best to keep that heat in.
Well, when the
not easy.
When the thermometer on my truck says minus 7.
Yeah, we haven't quite got quite that low here officially yet, but it's two or three, something like that. So close enough.
Above or below?
Below.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, once you get below, it doesn't really matter anymore.
Oh, with a high of 11 degrees today. Yeah. It's, and it's middle of January. It's to be expected.
It is. And it's supposed to be getting up into the 30s by the end of the week. So
yep.
That'll be good. So
some of us were built for colder climates.
And then it's going to drop down again. So,
yeah.
Kind of like a merry-go-round.
The winter roller coaster.
That's right. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Walter Abraham. Walter was born on December 10th, 1916 in Gaylord, Minnesota. Passed away on September 14th, 1990. He entered active duty on May 11th, 1945 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 15 months later on August 14th, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. His military specialty was a heavy machine gunner, but he stayed stateside during his whole service period. And looking at it, he would have been just finishing up training when there was victory in Europe, and then probably stayed on until, you know, see if how the Pacific turned out, and then there was victory in the Pacific. So. Yeah, he wasn't needed to go overseas, but he was a marksman with the M1 rifle. He received the World War II Victory Medal and lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Walter, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. I knew Walt pretty well.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he worked with the city and economic development and stuff like that. That was quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah, you're the mayor now.
Yeah, well, as of today, probably I'll be installed, you know, officially this evening.
Is it
it's my first meeting, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
first reigning meeting.
I'm kind of the mayor until I take the oath of office tonight, so.
Okay, sort of, so you're still mayor-elect.
It's kind of, yeah, I guess something like that. Yeah. Well, let's
I saw Greg Thole in Jubilee this weekend.
He's your boss now.
He's my boss now. I kind of had to rub it in that county commissioner now. So.
Yep. Greg's gone all out as county commissioner. He's got his training in and all that kind of stuff. So he's going full bore.
Yep, that's right.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about the VA has made several cancers presumptive for a service connection?
Yeah, there was a press release sent out on January 8th announcing more cancer conditions have been considered presumptive for veterans who served in the Gulf War and post 9/11 areas of operation. They announced that they're making acute and chronic leukemias, multiple myelomas. I'm going to butcher some of these medical terms. Myelodysplastic syndromes, myelofibrosis, urinary bladder, ureter, and related genitourinary cancers presumptive for service connection for Gulf War veterans. And Gulf War veterans are those considered who served in Somalia or the Southwest Asia Theater of Operations, which includes Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, neutral zone between Iraq and Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Oman, Gulf of Aden, Gulf of Oman, the Persian Gulf, the Arabian Sea, the Red Sea, and the airspace above these locations during the Persian Gulf War on or after August 2nd, 1990. Post 9/11 veterans are veterans who served in Afghanistan, Iraq, Djibouti, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, or Uzbekistan, and the airspace above these locations during the Gulf War on or after September 11th, 2001. This includes veterans who served in the Karshi Kanabad K2 base in Uzbekistan after September 11th, 2001. What this does is making these cancers presumptive for service connection for veterans who served in this area lowers the burden of proof for these veterans, meaning that they do not need to prove that their service caused their condition to receive benefits for. Instead, VA automatically assumes veteran service connection for the condition and provides benefits accordingly. When a veteran becomes service connected for the health condition, gives them access to free health care for that condition for as long as they have that condition. That's what disability compensation is, and service connection. If you have a medical condition or mental health condition that's related to your military service, that's Uncle Sam. The VA is Uncle Sam's way of saying we're going to take care of that condition for you because we caused it. So I like to call the VA the DOD's warranty department.
There you go.
But anyways, these presumptions went into effect on January 2nd, and the presumptions for acute and chronic leukemias, multiple myelomas, and myelodysplastic syndromes will be effective January 10th. So, you know, being this article came out on the 8th, now all of these conditions are considered presumptive. It's part of the comprehensive years-long effort by VA and the entire Biden-Harris administration to expand access to benefits for veterans as part of President's Unity Agenda for the Nation. In 2022, President Biden signed the PACT Act into law, which is the largest expansion of veterans' benefits in generations. VA then made millions of veterans eligible for health care and benefits years earlier than called for by law, launched a target outreach campaign in VA's history to encourage veterans to apply. As a result, VA is currently delivering more care and more benefits to more veterans than ever before and earning veteran trust at record rates. Since the PACT Act was signed into law, VA has conducted the largest outreach campaign in VA history. We've talked about this a lot over the years. As a result of this effort, nearly 890,000 veterans have signed up for VA health care since the bill was signed into law, a 40% increase over the previous equivalent period. And veterans have submitted more than 4.8 million applications for VA benefits, which is a 42% increase. It's a lot of paper. And that's why there's guys like me and all throughout the country.
Short of
knowledge. Yep. There's an all-time record again. In total, more than 1.3 million veterans have enrolled in VA health care since President Biden took office in 21. And VA has delivered more than $600 billion, with a B, and earned benefits directly to veterans, their benefits, or veterans' families, and survivors during that time. $600 billion. Money in the pockets of veterans. Here you go. VA encourages veterans with these conditions to apply for benefits today, encourages eligible veterans with previously denied claims to reapply. VA will update publicly available information and conduct general outreach to veterans and survivors to publicize this new eligibility and on how to apply. You can go to va.gov. You can call 1-800-MY-VA-411. Contact my office, and the Veterans Linkage Line has information on this, I'm sure, as well.
And I think you got the number there because I laid it out for you.
You're such a nice guy.
I know it. I really am.
Mr. Mayor-elect.
That's right.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:00 in the lower level of the courthouse.
Kind of a white, not gardening anymore. It's kind of frozen again.
Yeah, we got a little bit of snow.
Yep, then a little ice because it's kind of froze.
Yeah.
Yep.
Be careful out there when you're
That's
walking.
Right. That's
soft-soled, grippy shoes.
That's right.
But my office will be closed on Tuesday this week and Friday this week. I have a meeting in St. Paul on Tuesday, and I have appointments out of town on Friday. So. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. It's always better to call ahead. Just
Luther King Day.
Yes, we will.
Close office.
County offices will be closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day.
All right. All right. Well, thanks, Josh. Appreciate the information there. We will chat with you again, even though it's Martin Luther King Day. I assume you're coming in or we'll record or something.
Magic radio.
One way or another.
We'll
get her done.
You'll hear from me.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Josh.
Yep. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with another edition of Vets Info on the Air. You're on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.